And over to Jerry.
No. How do we go ahead? Just here.
All right. I'm just kind of a proxy for any one of several people that could be up here to talk about this international collaboration. If you'll remember back to the beginning of the meetings, back in Friday at 8 o'clock in the morning, we had three speakers at that point. All of them had some ties to Australia or New Zealand. I used to work in that part of the world for several years, so I can actually translate what they said and filter that for you. Here's what they said and filtered through my eyes. Goddard said more discovery and validation. And Taylor said more discovery and validation. Garrick said more discovery data, validation. He added more environments, but the Kiwis are always a little different, so. So when we talk about many animals or more discovery data, what do we mean? So I think it was Mike who put up this value for a highly accurate breeding value estimation, discovery animals of 14,000. The only one we've actually heard talk about numbers of that size, one of the DNA companies had 20,000, if I remember right. So why should we collaborate? Expensive and limited genotypes and phenotypes, but once we get those from the different populations, we can cross-test the predictions and methodologies that we develop in other populations and environments, and at some stage or in some way combine results for better predictions. So we have a current formal number of collaborators, and those include the CRC for beef genetic technologies in Australia, the universities of Guelph and Alberta. I have one combined project that they're contributing to this collaboration. A recent addition was Milt Thomas at New Mexico State University, and we have the U.S. Meat Animal Research Center. We've already met, actually in California, in January and then again in December of 2008. I didn't know this, but apparently California is halfway between the United States and Australia. So each collaborator is going to contribute a large population of phenotyped animals, and also those animals would be genotyped with the bovine SNP50 chip. The kind of traits we're looking at and is being contributed by the different collaborators are growth, feed efficiency, carcass traits, meat quality, and female reproduction. Not every collaborator has all of those traits, and so different collaborators will be collaborating on particular traits. As we set this up, each collaborator retains and analyzes their own data. Another aspect of the collaboration is that these populations aren't tied up with intellectual property restrictions. So the idea then is to share and compare the results, and what we're going to share right away is individual SNP results, and pretty quickly after that, multiple SNP prediction equations, so that if we derive an equation, we'll send it to, say, Australia, and they'll run it in their population and see how it works at that location. And as we've heard already this afternoon, some of the weight traits are actually going to be the ones we'll do first because we have the most combined data. And we use those to kind of develop our strategies for the other traits, especially when we get to the point of multiple S&P predictions. So I'm not really going to report any results, but when we started cooperating, a couple of things came up, and one was a common interpretation of the chip genotype calls. Everyone's put up a CGS single nucleotide polymorphism here. It turns out you can refer to that same polymorphism many different ways, and even when they come off the chip. I think we have this all straightened out now among ourselves, but that's just something you need to think about when we think about putting this chip data together. We also realized we weren't all defining the traits like fat depth and ribeye area exactly in the same way. Some were adjusting to weight and some to age and some to both. So the expected benefits we hope to get from this collaboration is more reliability, or actually an estimate of the reliability of our individual results, and evaluation of different methods for picking reduced SNP panels. We actually would consider others who might have appropriate data. And we've discussed opportunities to share and compare results with commercial companies in a somewhat more limited way than what we are among ourselves. It's time to go. But I will take any questions.
Well, let's do it.